Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, October 14th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers, who gutted out a tough 19-17 victory over the Super Bowl champion Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday. Head coach Mike McCarthy on a big win.
Man, that was a heck of a football game. I clearly can't say enough about, you know, both teams today. I have great respect for Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh, you know, Ozzie Newsome, and their football team. To come in here, and we knew we were coming into an incredible game day environment, tough physical football game. We talked about adversity. Our theme for the week was true grit, and we had all that and some today. Very proud of our football team.
Aaron Rodgers throws for 315 yards and a 64-yard touchdown to Jordy Nelson in the third quarter that opened up a 16-3 lead. He says this was hard-earned.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, days like today remind you why you love this game so much. It's a battle. It's two teams who prepared all week, and when you're playing a team like the Ravens, you know it's going to be a tough contest. We're proud of our guys, especially young guys that stepped up and played. Jared Boykin, obviously Eddie had a great game. A lot of guys in the secondary played really well. Defense is playing at a high level. And offensively, you know, we're struggling a little bit, but we found a way to make enough plays to win.
The offense lost James Jones and Randall Cobb to injury before halftime, but rookie Eddie Lacy pounded out 120 yards on the ground, and the defense pitched a first-half shutout thanks to a goal line stand. Gave up a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter, but locked it down when they needed to most. A.J. Hawk, terrific for the Packers. 10 tackles, 5 for losses, a career high, 3 sacks in the win. But he says, hey, I'm not the next Claymaker.
I mean, obviously, Clay's an unbelievable player that you can't replace. We knew that. But that's kind of been our motto for a long time around here. You got to next man up. We have to make it work. And we had a lot of young guys out there today that did a really, really good job on defense and seemed to handle themselves really well and stay composed when, Ravens definitely made a run and got back in it. And we're challenging that thing, and we needed to find a way to win for sure.
Baltimore coach John Harbaugh loses to an NFC team at home for the first time in his career, and he says it was a good team that beat us.
We're a work in progress, no doubt about it. We would have loved to have won this game. We had a chance to win it at the end. We didn't get it done. They did. Give them credit. You know, it's going to be a long season, and we've got plenty of opportunities going forward to become the team that we think we can be.
Ravens now 3-3. Packers improved to 3-2. They'll return home Sunday to take on the Cleveland Browns at Lambeau Field. At home yesterday, the Cleveland Browns fall to the Detroit Lions, 31-17. Rob Chudzinski's club had the lead at the half, but the Lions scored 24 unanswered points. Backup tight end Joseph Fourier with 3 touchdown catches from Matthew Stafford. Chudzinski's club drops to 3-3.
It's one game. This is a long season. We played 6 games. I expect that we'll improve and get better and do the things that we need to do better in a game to take control and finish in the second half.
Lions share the NFC North lead with the Chicago Bears at 4-2. The Minnesota Vikings are now 1-4. They get hammered by the Carolina Panthers at the Metrodome, 35-10. Cam Newton, 3 touchdowns passing, 1 rushing. Adrian Peterson rushes for 62 yards, plays on just a couple of days after the death of his 2-year-old son.
It's tough, you know. It's a crazy situation, you know. And anytime you lose a child, I don't know how the circumstances of the situation is. It hurts, you know. Can't describe it, but you know, I got a good supporting cast, you know, surrounding me, and I'll be good.
Elsewhere, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Buffalo Bills 27-24 in overtime. Mike Nugent, a 43-yard field goal that proved to be the game winner. It was Pittsburgh getting their first win, 19-6 over the New York Jets. Nick Foles fires 3 touchdown passes in relief of Michael Vick in a 31-20 win for the Eagles over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. St. Louis Rams ripped the Texans in Houston 38-13. Sam Bradford, 3 touchdown passes. Matt Schaub got hurt. T.J. Yates comes in. He throws a pick 6, 98-yard interception, touchdown by Alec Ogletree. 5 straight games they've had an interception returned for a score. Seattle outlasts Tennessee 20-13. Marshawn Lynch with a couple of touchdowns. Vernon Davis, 8 catches, 180 yards, and 2 scores. And the 49ers, 32-20 win over the Arizona Cardinals. And the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night beat the Washington Redskins 31-16. 2 unbeatens left in the NFL. Denver rolling Jacksonville 35-19. No Sean Moreno with 3 touchdowns. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Oakland Raiders 24-16. 7. Andy Reid has his team at 6-0.
Every win's a great win. When you can win with a crowd like this, it makes it even better. I know we're striving to beat the noise record, the decibel record, and we got it up to 137.5. That's pretty incredible. And it was loud. I mean, real loud. Ground shaking loud.
And the New Orleans Saints fall from the ranks of the unbeaten in a thrilling finish in Foxborough. The Patriots 30, Saints 27. Tom Brady hitting Kembrell Tompkins with a 17-yard touchdown pass with just 5 seconds to go.
Yeah, well, we had everybody going to the end zone, and he kind of snuck into the corner, and you know, I put it up there for him, and he came down and made a great catch. So there was a lot of great catches there at the end.
NFL weekend wraps up with Indianapolis and San Diego in the Monday night game. In college football, no change at the top of the polls. Alabama, Oregon remain 1-2. The Wisconsin Badgers back in the AP top 25 at number 25 after a big homecoming victory over 18th-ranked Northwestern 35-6. Badgers head coach Gary Anderson on the big day.
You know, this was a big football game, and I never said that all week, but in the back of my mind, this is a big game, and I'm not one to usually say that stuff, but these kids prepared. It obviously means a lot to them every single week, but the ability to get to the into this position and win at home against a really good football team, and we all know that Northwestern is a very, very good football team.
Badgers now 4-2, 1-1 in the Big Ten. St. Norbert defeated Cornell 20-17 to remain perfect in the Midwest Conference at 5-0. They trailed in this game 14-0 before rallying. Lakeland gets 100-yard rushing days from Antoine Burks and Kendrick Burks to beat Rockford 35-21, and the Muskies 2-0 in the NAC. On the NASCAR circuit in Charlotte Saturday night, Brad Keselowski gets his first win of the season. Matt Kenseth comes in third, Jimmy Johnson fourth. Kenseth leads Johnson by now 4 points with 5 races remaining in the chase. Next stop will be at Talladega. To the baseball playoffs. In the American League Championship Series, the Boston Red Sox rally past the Detroit Tigers Sunday night 6-5. Max Scherzer had a no-hitter into the sixth. This after the Tigers shut down the Red Sox 1-0 with a one-hit victory to open the series. But in the eighth inning, David Ortiz gets a grand slam home run to get the game even off 5. He took Joaquin Benoit deep.
You know, I just try not to do too much, man. You know, like I try to put a good swing on the ball. Like, my idea, not a bad, it wasn't just go out there and hit a grand slam. I'm, you know, we've been struggling when it comes down to put a good swing on the ball.
Jared Saltamacchia with a good swing in the ninth, a walk-off RBI single, and the Red Sox win 6-5. Tigers manager Jim Leland says this time a pen let me down.
Well, it's playoff baseball. It looked like we had one in hand, and we let one get away. There's no question about that. But there have been two great games, no question about it. Scherzer was terrific. He was spent. And, last night our bullpen was flawless. And tonight it just wasn't quite as good.
Going back to Detroit with the series tied at 1. It's game 3 in the National League Championship Series on Monday night. St. Louis with terrific pitching, taking a 2-0 lead on the Los Angeles Dodgers. On the ice, the Phoenix Coyotes beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3. The LA Kings, a 3-0 shutout win over Florida. Winnipeg blanks New Jersey 3-0. The Anaheim Ducks, a 4-1 winner over the Ottawa Senators. Green Bay Gamblers, just a 1-game weekend, but it was a big one. 4-3 shootout victory over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Nick Schmaltz getting the only Gambler goal in the shootout. Proved to be the difference. Green Bay improves to 4-1-2 on the season. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.